التسعينات اف ام طرب ومغنى.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على 90s FM.
Good evening, beautiful listeners. Welcome to Heal Your Voice Season 3 with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Hoping you're doing okay despite ongoing global circumstances. As you see and know, Heal Your Voice is currently broadcasting on every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. As I'm here to refresh your playlists by introducing you to any unique, famous and underground rock, metal and alternative music, plus knowing about the band's history and some stories and meanings behind the discographies and moreover, you'll catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. To our first episode, 2023 is a huge year for rock and metal music, especially many debut bands from Switzerland and USA. Although one of the bands is technically up-and-coming bands as it was not formed this year. Okay, let's start with a huge debut band from Baden, Switzerland, formed by 5 members in late 2022. If you're a fan of melodic metalcore, you'll like this vibe. Okay, let's take a break with a strong melodic debut single. Stay tuned for more. We'll be back.
Remember the words that we promised each other, the face of the devil, the fears of the lovers. We're
Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was The Devil and Lovers by a Swiss alternative melodic metalcore band Vicious Rain. This was their debut single that was released on March 30th this year, and it was co-produced, recorded, mixed, and mastered by Manuel Renner, a member from Siena and Consumer. Moreover, it appeared on YouTube ads as their label Arising Empire was sponsored. The ground meaning of it is, according to the band's comment on YouTube, saying, "The song explores the bittersweet story of two people that share a deep passion and connection, but whose circumstances or timing keep them apart. The song captures the intense emotions of love and longing, while symbolizing the obstacles that can prevent the two people from being together. It's a testament to the universal human experience of unfulfilled desire and the struggles we face in pursuing our heart's desire." Okay, Vicious Rain's current and original lineup consists of vocalist David Hausema, guitarist and vocalist Damaro Gigarelli, guitarist Tristan Mayer, bassist Loris Notary Stefano, my apologies for mispronunciation, and drummer Michael Tiffelberger. Let's get into their brief history. Vicious Rain was formed in late 2022, bringing several years of professional recordings and live show experiences. Plus, they released two singles, Blackout, on July 21st, although it's not subjectively not my favorite, but it could be your preference somehow. And Crown of Thorns, which was released on November 30th. They're currently working on their debut album, which will be released next year, I assume, but we'll stick to their updates on social media. Lyrically, the band expresses their stance on recent and recurring personal matters without mincing their words, believing that self-reflection is the key in order to grow. Before going to our second band in our list, I want to say something, you know. October 7th is not just a normal date, it became a tragic memory for Palestinians since the Israeli invasion occurred. Due to this invasion, many Palestinian elder adults, adult men, women, children, especially infants, are died as martyrs. Many properties and landmarks are technically destroyed, but the Palestinian soul still exists no matter what. That's why I included a next song dedicated to Palestinian people and martyrs. As our second band is from Washington, D.C., it formed in 2017 by four members. Let's take a break with Can't Kill Us All. We'll be back.
Scratch your back! We'll be right back.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Can't Kill Us All by a Palestinian-American hardcore punk band No Man from Secret Voices, a compilation album Balladeers Redefined, which was released on July 13th this year. No Man's current lineup consists of vocalist Mahashemi, her husband and guitarist and vocalist Matt Michael, bassist Kevin Lemiel, and drummer Pat Broderick, my apologies. Let's get into a brief history. Four members are longtime friends through school and border punker community. Initially, three members, Michael, Lemiel, and Broderick, were founding members of Majority Rule in 1996. And Maha featured as guest vocalist in one of the tracks from the split album, Document 12 by Majority Rule and Page 99. Majority Rule's continued from 1996 until their disbandment in 2004. Until in 2017, Majority Rule reunited for playing in benefit shows. This not only reignited the friendship, it also formed new No Man. On July 12th, 2018, they self-released their debut LP, Devil's Cast Long Shadows, which revolves about Maha's experience with loss and grief. On August 24th, 2020, which was during COVID-19, they self-released once again their follow-up album, Erased, which revolves about anger, frustration towards the world. Plus, this album showed Maha's vocal evaluations, still same technique, and shifting sound to doom metal sound. On June 16th this year, they released an announcement on Instagram that they have signed to Iodine Recordings, and release of the new LP will be in early next year. Plus, a release of the first single from their upcoming LP, and The Poison Darts. On November 2nd, a month after ongoing current war, they performed at DIY Music Festival, The Fest, in Gainesville, Florida, with a plaque says they have names, with names of 700 Palestinian children. Let's go to our third band. This band became well-known as a clickbait or joke made by one of the Metal Record reactors, the female Sleep Token, which is somehow true to their debut single. If you're a fan of Sleep Token, Spearbox, Charlie XCX, North Lane, you like this vibe. It's a multicultural American band from Canada, France, Mexico, and Netherlands. Breakaway, that's a name, yes. Breakaway's current lineup consists of vocalist Jessica Lee, guitarist Case Fadel, and Romain Daman. Bassist Tomomi Kimura. Keyboardist Jorge Gonzalez Diaz Gutierrez. And drummer Sean Brandenburg. Let's get into their brief history. In 2021, five members are friends in a music high school in Michigan until they decided to make some music, which further motivated by getting to play at a Starmus festival in Armenia. This year, they recorded two singles, I'll See You When the Night Comes, and Outside, with Nathan Smart and Jens Borgren, as a producer and mixer and mastering. Then they released I'll See You When the Night Comes on May 1st and Outside with an official member and drummer Sean Brandenburg on October 20th. Currently, they are working on more music and finding their own voice, but we'll stick to the updates, actually, on social media. So that's for today, I assume. We'll end our episode with a first single, I'll See You When the Night Comes. Revolves about one of the members' addiction to negative, depressing thoughts at night. Okay, send your support on and comments on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram. And I hope you all enjoyed today's list. And stay tuned for an upcoming episode next week, same place and same time. I'm currently broadcasting on every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. You rock and heal your voice. Have a great Thursday night. Salam.
Is this a gesture of love or just a blade in your palm? I'll never know.
have it all, but I'll roll the dice once again. Would you push me away again? Would you pull me back in again? Again. I'll see you when the night comes. Planted.